Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. There is nothing more satisfying as a parent than having your child obey you. And it gives even more pleasure when that obedience leads to great success in their lives. Now imagine how the Heavenly Father feels. He's the one who created us in His image and His likeness. He's given us His Son, Jesus Christ, who has given us His Holy Spirit. He has great things for us, but they can only be obtained when we follow His ways of doing things. In fact, we honor and glorify God every time we choose to obey Him and walk in His ways. This is why Jesus saved us. This is why God chose us.
God chose us to be like Him, so we could speak like Him, so we could do like Him. We talked a little bit about this last week. But now the thing is, do we want to go? And what else is this whole purpose about? So we go to 1 Peter chapter 2, where it says, this is verse 9, that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that He, God, should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. So we were chosen as a people to become a nation. Now, we talked about us being a kingdom within every nation. Okay, so we are a kingdom people, a kingdom nation, a holy nation within the nations of the earth. So God set us apart so that His glory could be seen on us.
Here is this week's message.
I remember one time He told me to do something, and this was a test of my faith, and He told me to do something regarding another person. And now He chose me specifically to do this particular task. And I said, Lord, no, I'm not going to do that because you know the person's not going to receive it. And He stopped me. He said, do you believe that I can use whomever I want to use for my purpose? And of course, I believe God could do whatever. See, my faith was not in God when I first responded. My faith was looking at that person and knowing that person's background, what that person was normally did. But God put it in another place. Do you believe that I can work through anybody? And at that point, I had to step back and say, okay, Lord, if you can use me to get to this person and you're the one that's doing the direction, then you can do in my life anything you want to do. So that kind of shifted how I looked at the world and religion and church. It wasn't just about looking at what I could see with my eyes. I had to have faith to know that God could do something bigger than what I could see on the outside. And that is where we're going to go today. Talk about what God's big picture He has for us. And are we ready for it? I want to start with the scripture, because we all know the story of Adam and Eve, how God created the earth and everything in the earth, how He created man, blessed the man and the woman, and said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish and subdue the earth, to have dominion. We know all of that. We also know how He created man in His image and likeness, and He breathed His breath into man. But if you think about it, I'm going back to the story. I'm like, Lord, why did You do all that? Why didn't You just create us like He created everything else? No, but He created us in His image and likeness, breathed His breath in us for a purpose, so that we could be little gods, little G's, children of God in this earth, doing the same thing that He did, creating. Because it's astonishing when you look at how God created from the book of Genesis. It says, God said, and it was. God said, and it was so. God said, and it was so. So He put us in that position as well. So when we're looking at, like we did last week, our words, God chose us to be like Him, so we could speak like Him, that we could do like Him. We talked a little bit about this last week. But now the thing is, do we want to go? And what else is this whole purpose about? So we go to 1 Peter chapter 2, where it says, this is verse 9, that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that He, God, should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. So we were chosen as a people to become a nation. Now, we talked about us being a kingdom within every nation. Okay, so we are a kingdom people, a kingdom nation, a holy nation within the nations of the earth. So God set us apart so that His glory could be seen on us. And that's the important part, that there's a glory that comes in us when we get saved. And our whole thing is we're not supposed to hold it. We're supposed to let it out so that people can see God through us. Because that's how it was with Adam and Eve in the very beginning. They were clothed with His glory. But now the glory comes to reside within us as believers. And we have to choose whether or not we're going to let that glory out. It's in us. 1 Colossians 1:27 says Christ in us is the hope of glory. So the Christ in us, the anointing in us, is that glory hoping to come out if we do what God says. So many are called, few are chosen. Chosen, those who answer the call. And we have to understand that we are chosen for a purpose. Now, we have a choice to go with God or not. But here's the amazing thing to me when I first heard this, because people wonder, is how does God do this? And the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 1, let's go to 1:4, that he has chosen us in Jesus Christ, in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So God chose us before the foundation of the world, just like he chose Adam and had Adam inside of him when he created the earth. Remember how he did it in Genesis. He created the earth from everything that was in him. He spoke the earth as we see it today. But then he did the same thing with Adam. He created Adam from the earth, then spoke, let this man be in our image, in our likeness, and he breathed his breath in us. So this is what he did from the foundation of the world with Adam. He did the same thing with us. We were in Adam. We were spiritually in Adam from the very beginning when God saw us coming decades and generations forward. So just know, God does everything before the foundation and it's already completed. So our assignment, our purpose is already in God, in the books, in heaven, but it's a matter of whether or not we're going to step in that. So chosen generation now, but we have to choose to follow the rules. We have to choose to follow the course that God has set before us. Now, there's a lot of things going on earth. Talked about wars, rumors of wars, a lot of those things. But God knew that. He's put us here for such a time as this. So if you're alive, you hear my voice right now, that's because God has an assignment for you. God has an assignment that he wants you to complete. So of all these things that are going on earth, Jesus knew wars, rumors of wars going to be happening. But he said, don't let anybody deceive you. And these are the beginning of sorrows, because it has to happen because his kingdom is arising. So you, Christian, you believer, it says here that we know, this is Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good to those who love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. So if we love God, that means we obey him and we're called according to his purpose. Everything's going to work for our good. So it doesn't matter what's happening in the earth. It's all going to work to our favor. So just know that's where we are in the earth. We're all called. He says things work together if we love and obey him. Now, this is a big deal, because I can tell you from my own life, and I've told a little bit of my story before, how God called me, but I wasn't eager to accept the call. But then when I got in the call, I didn't do what I thought I wanted to do. But people like, well, what did you really want to do? I said, well, my whole life was I was going to be on a beach somewhere writing scripts for movies and for film and television. That's what I was planning on doing. But God said, no, he called me and said, you're going to write books. That was the furthest thing from my mind. That was God's purpose for my life. But he said it was going to be books. And I'm like, well, what about all the experience? Yeah, I was doing film. I was doing, what about all that? He said, it's for a purpose. It's coming later. But for now, that's going to come. But it's going to come according to the word I have you published. He said it all starts with the word. So God had to teach me how to follow his plan. Once I knew what my purpose was, I had to do it God's way. And it's interesting because how God talks to me and how he did talk to me. Let me tell you how he gave me something. This was really important to me. He gave me this back in, I want to say 2019. And it was a prophecy. And I've written about this many times. And for those of you who haven't heard it, this is how God views the world. Now, remember, we're talking about being chosen for his purpose. He says, I am God. I change not. I set the stage. I choose the actors. Those who didn't like the part, I have changed. The performance date has been set, the venue chosen. It's time to take center stage in this, my grand finale before my son returns. This is it. Take your places now, says the faithful God, the director of it all. So that's how God sees his earth. And in fact, my first visit to heaven, that's how he showed me the earth. It was like frames in a film. And I saw the beginning of time. I saw the end of the time. And it was like people and places and situations were scripted for each frame of the earth. And that's how God sees it. So we have a purpose. We have a role to play, if you please. But God is saying for the choice to be chosen, it's whether or not we accept. He wants us, but we have to make that determination to be set. So that it's interesting. That's how he talked to me, because that's exactly how I saw it when my first visit to heaven. It was frames and a film. It was like frames. And then at the very end, he showed this little slither of time. He says, this is where you are. This is the end. This is the last of the last days. This is the end. So it's important for him to get everybody center stage, everybody on their purpose, everybody to know what it is that God has for you so you can play your part in this great production that's happening in the earth. And that's how God sees it. It's a production. In fact, one of the other things I saw in heaven, I saw some books that were open. Now, I have another book that I'm writing about some of the things that I saw in heaven. But I saw the books. I saw the books where my name, my assignment was in the books. And I was seeing it. I'm like, oh my goodness, it's all written. Yes. That's why Jesus told us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We could say as it's written in heaven, as it's in the books in heaven, has God spoken in, as he has spoken out of heaven. Whatever we are called to do is already written in heaven. We just have to make the determination to walk it out. Now, this is kind of strange because when we look at our situations, I'm thinking about Gideon. Remember, God called Gideon, and Gideon was supposed to wear all the miracles. And God was like, you're going to do it, man of God. He's like, me? I'm the least of my family. My family is the least of the tribes. Why me? But God called him a mighty man of valor. And just the speaking, his receiving what God called him, he was chosen. God called him, but now he decided he was going to do it. And God chose him. And he was able to, with 300 men, take over an army. This is how God looks at us. He chose David. David was a shepherd boy. Only thing different was David is David loved God. And he sang praises to God day and night. And God chose David because he heard David's heart. Hallelujah. That's the word. What is your heart speaking to God? Because God can call you like he did me. But my heart wasn't quite ready to receive that call. But then when I saw the bigger picture, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is why I was created. This is why you put me on the earth. And it's like, okay, Lord, I'm all in. Now, I didn't do things the way I wanted to do, but I did things according to his plan, because that's what Romans 8:28 says. We're called according to his purpose, meaning we're walking according to what he called us to do. And that's a big part of being chosen. We have to make a determination that we will walk in the things that God has told us to do.
God created mankind in his image and likeness for a purpose. He wanted to have sons and daughters ruling and reigning in the earth, like he, the Father, rules in heaven. Those who have been saved have been given the authority to operate like sons. But only those who are led by the Spirit actually walk as sons and daughters in this earth. We honor God. We glorify him every time we make the decision to obey him and walk in his ways. Then we can say, as Jesus said, if you've seen me, you have seen the Father. Let that be said of each of us, in the name of Jesus. If you have enjoyed this episode, please join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel as well. If you would like to partner with us, you can do so by going to our website, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.